life for young people in Turkey is getting rough, especially university students. There's a spike in violence on campuses. Much of it stems from what's happening in Kobani, the Syrian town where Kurdish forces are fighting ISIS extremists. But the clashes in Turkey are also echoes of the bad old days of the 1970s, when Turkish universities were dangerous battlegrounds for warring factions. Jacob Resnick reports from Istanbul.
Amateur video showed students smashing up tables inside Istanbul University, where leftist students had posted banners in solidarity with Kobani. Perhaps most disturbing about the September 26 attack was the fact that campus security sat back while rival groups hurled bottles at each other, and other students screamed as they dodged broken glass. The video ends with some students shouting Islamist slogans. It wasn't an isolated incident. A week later, another clash between a leftist group and Islamist assailants, calling themselves Muslim Youth. This time, police intervened and arrested members of both groups. Knives, a meat cleaver, and other nasty elements were confiscated. And so it's gone on over the past few weeks. Mustafa Hasan Güneş is a student and socialist activist. The 22-year-old changed his major to extend his student life, and he's been a fixture at campus protests for about 5 years. He says his group doesn't have anything against Islam, and there shouldn't be any fights with Islamic students. His group is protesting what it sees as the government's imperialist tendencies, both in Turkey and the broader Middle East. Güneş is no stranger to scrapping when his small group is physically attacked by students who disagree with him. But he says these days religious extremists are bringing knives, and worse, to what should be a fistfight. He blames the government for increasing polarization in Turkey, especially when it comes to issues like Kobani.
These people, the right-wing people or religious people, what do you call them, they are supported by the state.
That's Istanbul University professor Shebnem Koru Fincancı, an outspoken critic of Turkey's human rights record. She says there's no question in her mind that the ruling AK Party is using Muslim youth groups as proxies, and she warns that they're playing with fire. But she also urges some perspective. The violence today is not nearly as bad as the 1970s.
When I was a student, there were some barriers in between the buildings, because if you go to another building, then you would be killed. So now, at least, the barriers are not there, I think. They don't exist.
Those barriers were to keep different student groups physically apart. Fincancı, who teaches about torture, says Turkish governments have a history of using violent student groups as proxies to intimidate its young critics. And the pro-ISIS groups on campus are an extension of that. Fincancı says her students recently had to hold a panel on Kobani in a hallway because university officials were afraid to open a meeting room.
They're afraid of a political clash in between different political groups, because everything is so in balance, so sensitive now. So they're afraid that there would be clashes, there would be some attacks. So they preferred not to have the panel discussion in the campus.
Inside the arts and science faculty at Istanbul University, where the first clashes broke out, 22-year-old geography student Recep Çınar is watching a particularly intense ping-pong game. The rapid-fire match could be a perfect metaphor for what's happening on campus, and he says his peers are starting to stay away from school for fear that they'll be caught in the crossfire. He says that the rival groups both contain aggressive elements and says tough intervention is needed to keep both sides from getting out of control. No Muslim youth member would speak to me, though they have disavowed any connection between their membership and campus attacks. The only official response has been a permanent police presence around university campuses with security officers checking IDs at the gates. The Turkish government has been unusually quiet in recent weeks and won't address any of the charges that they are sanctioning violence or creating divisions. For The World, I'm Jacob Resnick in Istanbul.